Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A, and boy, do we have a busy show for you today. We're going to open up by talking to Zach and Melissa Hayden. They have This Dude's Food Truck on their menu. Then we will talk to country music star Susie Boggess. If you watched the Nashville Network during the 90s, you saw her videos and heard her songs all the time. She'll be coming to the Elks Theater this Friday for an acoustic concert. Then we'll talk to our buddy Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Hey, if you're a movie buff and you like those Tuesday night classics, well, this is Tuesday. And coming tonight to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley for only $5 at 7 p.m., it's the return of Arnold as Terminator 2 on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen. And next Monday night, and next Monday morning, actually, at 11 a.m., a.m., and 7 p.m. Monday, it is the classic musical Chicago coming your way to the Harkins 14. Well, we got that big, busy Tuesday coming your way, so we're going to get right to it. We'll talk to Zach and Melissa in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You don't have to go far to get away. Put wheels on the road and go RVing. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. And for as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and always take the scenic route. Peace and quiet. No extra charge. Whether that means toes in the sand, hiking boots on a mountain trail, skis in the powder, hands on a good book, or just your backside in a lounge chair watching the sunset, you can get there in an RV. Bring the family. Include the grandkids. Invite friends or go solo. Every trip is a perfect trip, and every memory is priceless. We can help you get there. So stop by today and check out our large selection of top quality, affordably priced RVs, including deeply discounted models on Red Tag Row. Affinity RV is proud to be named one of the only five elite Blue Ribbon dealers in the U.S. and Canada. We're Northern Arizona's largest full-line, full-service RV dealer. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In order to better serve the Quad Cities, Bradshaw Family Dental is growing. The amazing dental teams of Bradshaw Family Dental and Grand Canyon Dental have joined forces. Dr. Sir and his team are so excited to join the Bradshaw family, now with an office conveniently located at 172 East Merritt Street in Prescott and offices in Surprise, Chino Valley, and Prescott Valley. Bradshaw Family Dental is right around the corner. To book an appointment, give them a call at 277-0076 or online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening. listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 206. Zach and Melissa Hayden are with us. Zach, tell us what this dude's food truck is.
So this is our little restaurant, I guess you could say, our startup to something we decided to do a long time ago. And eventually jumped off a cliff, like we said, to try to cook food for the masses and do something different with our life.
Mm-hmm.
We started in Yarnell last year. That's where we're from. And going from that small town and doing a few events here and there, I eventually ended up here in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really nice thing. We got accepted at Lowe's. One day they found us on Yelp and decided to do a... how do you say it?
Employee party.
An employee party.
Oh, okay.
They hired us for the employer party. We parked out back, and we served everybody for what's like 8 hours, about 250 people. It was a pretty cool little thing, and then all of a sudden, 2 days later, we got an email, and they asked us to come kind of set up shop full-time.
How cool is that? Wow.
It was nice.
Melissa, tell us about some of the background and interests that you and Zach have in food and the food business.
Well, there's no professional. Neither one of us have gone to school or... had a career in it. I cooked at home, and he was a backyard barbecue
mm-hmm.
kind of guy.
Well, there's obviously a passion, correct?
Yeah.
There has to be.
Yeah, absolutely has to be. So what in the world inspired you to leave your own careers and take a chance in this? Because that's a high-risk industry.
Being in construction, I traveled everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in construction, you travel everywhere with a minimal amount of time like I was. You were always eating out.
Mm-hmm.
I eat out
sure.
everywhere, day in, day out. And sometimes I would call her and say, hey, I had the best food over here. Like, oh, my gosh, I just spent $10 on food I really regret for the next 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And eventually when we got home and I was trying to work at home, we started cooking outdoors. And we cook on the weekends every evening the way I'm home. And we usually bring people over and we tell our neighbors, come on down. And eventually by people telling us over and over, hey, you guys should do something like this, you should do something like this. Finally one day it resonated in my brain. I'm like, maybe we should try this. And
there's no stopping.
There's no
yeah.
star.
So let me ask you, Melissa, how many times in the course of your eating at different places around construction sites, how many times did you say, I could do better than this?
I never thought about cooking for anybody else, but I always took it upon myself to make creative food for neighbors and mm-hmm. parties that we did at mm-hmm. home. And I liked seeing people enjoy my food,
mm-hmm.
and I like it now. So, yeah.
So tell us about how you get a food truck up and running.
It is just as challenging, I think, as a restaurant. In some cases these days, if you have the deep pockets, you can go all out, and you can spend $100,000 on a rig. Sometimes a little more difficult for people like us because we have to have restaurant support from other restaurants for commissary kitchen use. We pay the same fees, the same fines, the same startup fees, licensing fees. We get inspected the same amount, if not more, than some general restaurants because we're on the move all the time. We have to withhold up all the standards that everybody else does. So with that being said, a lot of people expect a little bit more from you because they want events to be done here and there and here and there. And now that we've gained some ground at Lowe's, we've become so popular that on a general day, as sad as it is, we have to say no to a lot of people going to a lot of events because being a business, you have to make money and we have
sure.
to survive, and this is our only livelihood. So if we can't meet a certain quota for a party of 30 people, then we can't leave where we're at because we have to keep rolling. We have to keep making money. And it's
you never
margins.
Like to say no to anybody.
Yeah,
sure.
you don't.
You got to
draw well,
because
money.
Every day you're not serving customers, your expenses still go on, don't
oh,
they?
Oh, absolutely.
All day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Even this last week we had to be closed. We were moving residentially and
mm-hmm.
people were like emailing and texting and it's really hard to tell people you can't be there.
Well, and speaking of being there, I would imagine one of the challenges of operating a food truck would be social media because people have to know where to find you and on what day and time, right?
We're actually kind of lucky because we don't have to pick up and move. We are established at Lowe's, and
mm-hmm.
We don't really have to move around the town. But I do have experience with that, and it's not fun. It's very extremely tiring, and if you're not on the social hub, it's really hard to communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be right up, and he's really good at that,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
We have to communicate with people. And that's one thing we have going for us on all the social media sites, day in, day out. Even for the smallest things we communicate, we don't want people showing up and not having an answer.
Yeah.
We do the best we can with our own life and everything else. And, you know, we have to hold up the same insurance policies, $2 million policies the restaurant does. Again, we have the same stuff. And if you could just imagine for those events, going into your own home kitchen, packing everything up, storing food for 200 to 300, 400, 500 people.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Cooking, prepping, setting up, then tearing it all down and going back to where you're supposed to be and starting over, it becomes pretty daunting. So we are happy to have a home base, and we do events for certain people if they're large enough, if it makes it lucrative for us.
So do your vendors deliver to you, or do you have to go out and get it yourself?
Both.
Really?
Yeah,
both.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. We make several trips a week to Phoenix sometimes, to the restaurant depots, business Costco's. We're dealing with two different vendors now who are trying to help us out. Pepsi is a sponsor of ours now.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Knackered.
So Pepsi delivers to us. They help us with our signage. They help us with our banners. They've been a really, really big deal for us, and it's definitely helped us out.
So tell us what it's like when you guys are in the weeds and you have a big rush coming up and you're restricted to the space in a food truck. That has got to be almost claustrophobic.
Honestly, I pace myself.
Do you really?
I don't panic. I'm the cook most of the time, so I take it ticket by ticket. And I always encourage people to understand it's a food truck, not a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
So you're not getting Burger King quickness.
Everything's made to order, correct?
Everything's made to order,
absolutely.
And it's fresh.
Yeah.
So you're getting a quality food, so you need to be patient. You know.
Speaking of quality food, tell us about your menu.
So when we started this, I had this overwhelming dream about just having a plain old taco truck, just doing it simple and easy, and cooking on the streets like you see in some areas in LA. Unfortunately, our particular county doesn't allow that. So we had to upgrade to a trailer. I couldn't do a cart. And we started off in Yarnell with just a little small couple tacos. One day, a guy came up to us and asked if we could cook a few cheeseburgers. And we had some ground beef, and my wife made a few awesome cheeseburgers. And the next day we made a few more, and the next day a few more, and ultimately now we have, some say, some of the best cheeseburgers around. We have awesome hot sandwiches, our grilled fish tacos, our grilled shrimp tacos, our specialty French fries. We want everybody to know that if you come to our place, if you have a $2 bill, you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a $12 bill, you can eat. So opening up to a wide variety of people rather than say, hey, we're only this, you know, we're this big and we accept this much and you can't be here. It's really nice to be able to feed people on that demographic from here to here.
Sure. And speaking of the pricing and everything, an awful lot of new restaurants, I'm speaking of brick-and-mortar restaurants, they will break even in the kitchen and they'll make their profit in the bar. But you guys don't have a bar, do you?
Mm-hmm. No. That's the other tough part. The margins are not as great as some people think.
Sure.
With taxes and everything else, it's still, it becomes extremely tough. And that's why when this is your only livelihood, when we have the slightest slip up, it hurts.
Yeah, sure.
And coming from starting from nothing to where we're at now, and now ultimately we have to try to get into a restaurant because sometimes on a daily basis we turn away 20, 30, 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
We run out of food almost daily.
But you know what? On that note, too, because you are so close to the action there and because you're on social media, correct?
Yes.
You can pretty much tailor your specials every day to what you have on hand and what you just brought in, can't you?
Right.
That's the joy of it.
Isn't that great?
My wife is extremely creative.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking to a couple of people the other day, and my wife brought up where they were asking us how do we come up with our specials and our sauces and everything else. And my wife said it the most genius way you could say it. Everything we've developed is literally because of what we cook ourselves when we're not cooking for other people.
There you are.
And we start developing this product. And she is a genius at our sauces and everything. And it's just one of those things where you have passion for it. You throw a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and all of a sudden we have a product.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have had a GoFundMe account for this, correct?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
You know, once in a while our listeners will contact me and say, you know, I can't take part in what your guest was doing, but I'd like to help them out. How can our listeners help you out?
You know, local vending. We also were encouraging people to step forward with things like if we do get inside of a brick and mortar, we don't want to have a, what is the word I'm looking for, basic kind of restaurant. We want it to be funky, a little different, different types of tables, different types of chairs, local artwork, things like that. I really would like to make it a funky, different type of place, and local people that maybe don't have cash to contribute can contribute in an artistic way.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never turn anybody away for that.
Sure. Put your name on the board, step in the door, and become part of us, just like we are you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We want to create the ultimate backyard barbecue environment when it comes to our food. We want to have some premier steak night dinners. Rather than have fish fry Friday nights, we want to do old-fashioned crawfish boils.
Ooh.
Like they do in Louisiana.
Yeah.
We want to close the doors to 150 people and say, let's mingle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not going into a specific restaurant, sitting down and waiting for the same old, same old. We want people to feel like they're at our place, just now, like they do over there.
Now, if you have a crawfish boil on a Friday night, are you going to teach me how to bite the head off and suck the meat out?
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's
so tell us how we can find you.
We're on Facebook, This Dude's mm-hmm. Food, and we're also on Instagram,
just
This Dude's
Instagram.
Food Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are currently building another web page, so I really wouldn't.
But
we're always in front of Lowe's, Monday through Saturday. We're there from 11 to 4, unless there's an event going on.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you can come out and see us at Lowe's.
Absolutely. All the Prescott pages, Prescott Living, Prescott itself, restaurants of Prescott. I mean, we try to get on all those sites so people can understand where we're coming from and where we're going. So it's kind of nice.
That means you're making your name around Prescott. That's always a good sign.
Absolutely.
Zach and Melissa, continued success to you. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. We look forward to dining at This Dude's Food Truck.
Appreciate you.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Take care.
Stay
first.
Tuned because we've got a genuine country music star coming your way in just a couple of minutes on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
I was there when a woman lost her best friend of 50 years to suicide.
I was there when a troubled teen decided to live and thrive.
I was there to comfort fire evacuees just before Christmas.
I'm a realtor, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a student, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I'm a retired RN, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I was there when they told a wife her husband died in a wreck.
I was there to help a family after their home was destroyed by fire and they didn't know where to turn.
I'm a food industry consultant and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a business executive and I am an ACT volunteer.
The Arizona Crisis Team, ACT volunteers. Compassion during tragedy. Volunteers are needed. Training classes begin Thursday, May 2nd in Prescott and May 16th in the Verde Valley. For more information, visit azcrisisteam.org. That's azcrisisteam.org.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heat and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles in the Prescott area at 772-2751. Gettles highly trained service techs keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointment and future regrets. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area, 772-2751.
tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotels Cruises from the Castle Giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle Cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Hi, Susie, this is DJ. I hope you can hear me right now. I cannot hear you, but I'll bring you into the broadcast in just a moment. Please stand by. You called the absolute perfect time, so please hold. We'll bring you in just a moment.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, for all you listeners in the Prescott area who complain we never get any real stars here, I have a solution. If you grew up listening to country music, I'll guarantee you, if you were watching the Nashville Network like I did, you saw and heard this lady all the time. It's the one and only Susie Bogus. She's on the airwaves right now. Susie, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, DJ?
Boy, it's great to hear your voice, because I'm telling you, all the videos that I saw of you and all the songs we heard from you and all the times we heard Ralph Emery talking about you on Nashville Now, it is such a pleasure. And you're coming back to town because you're going to be here at the beautiful Prescott Elks Theater again this Friday at 7 o'clock. We saw you there a couple years ago. We're going to see you there again this Friday. It's such a pleasure, because people who have never seen you in concert and never heard that amazing voice. Let me explain it to our listeners this way. You know, we all remember Linda Ronstadt, who, of course, was an Arizona girl. And Linda Ronstadt had so many hits all the way across the spectrum in every genre. And I heard people say, her voice is so pretty, how can she possibly stay in one genre? I've heard the same thing said about you. I heard someone say, well, in fact, Rolling Stone described your voice as soothing as a summer rain. I heard one country singer describe your voice as sounding like the Blue Ridge Mountains in autumn in a canyon. And it's just so great to hear you not only speak, but also to hear you sing.
Well, man, I'm always, always thrilled when I get to come to the Prescott area. You know, it's such a thrill for us to be there, because it's so beautiful. And it's just like, you know, it's a very unique place. You know, it's not what you expect from Arizona to, you know, be able to go hiking in the woods, you know.
You know, one of the great things about coming here to northern Arizona, for people who have never been here, they're expecting the picture they get of Phoenix, you know, desert and heat and everything. And then they get here, it's kind of like being in British Columbia.
Yeah, it's a much different, it really is a much different, you know, landscape, you know, and that the place that we're playing, the Elks, is not a bad seat in the house. It's just like amazing acoustics in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, because of the way the balcony is situated, it's almost not a balcony. You know, it's almost like just a half a layer above everybody else. And so it's just like, for me, it's like I'm looking straight into the balcony when I'm on stage, and so it just doesn't feel like I'm, you know, really, you know, craning my neck to look at the folks that are up in the balcony. So I especially think that's a really unique venue that, you know, where there's not a bad seat in the house, you know?
Indeed. Not only that, but it looks like it did when it opened for business back in the early 1900s. It's been completely restored. The ushers there, they dress in early 1900s garb. It's just a wonderful place to perform. Now, you know, we know you, of course, from your top 10 singles like Outbound Plane, Drive South, Letting Go, Aces, Hey Cinderella. It's so great to hear those. But tell me about the influence of Merle Haggard on your background and on your success.
Well, you know, my dad worked for International Harvester in East Moline, Illinois, and so he carpooled up from our little cornfield where we lived. We lived in a little town called Alito, Illinois, and his buddies, they all loved country music, and you know, one of the big reasons I think they identified with it so much is, you know, it was kind of telling the story of their lives. You know, it was sort of the blue collar worker kind of vibe. And of course, you know, Merle was a young man when my dad was, you know, kind of working there. And it was kind of a connection that he had, you know, it's like Merle was going through things. He remembered what it was like when, you know, his father was trying to make it. And it's just like, I think, you know, because of that, my dad and his buddies would buy his records and Buck Owens and Ray Price and all these things. And those 8 tracks got passed down to me. And so when I got passed down the carpool car as well. So when I got that, I didn't have a lot of money. I was just babysitting, you know, and I got my driver's license. So, it was great that I had a whole collection of music in my car. So I'd drive the loop in my small town and listen to these country records, and it felt like it was talking about my little town.
Susie, I always ask successful singers this song. At what age and in what kind of setting did you first find out, you know what, I can sing, I'm pretty good at this?
Well, you know, I think it was probably, you know, I was probably really little, because I think at about 5, I got my first solo in the church choir. So uh-huh. I think that I really enjoyed that praise, you know, you're pretty good at this kind of thing, and that really, it still fuels me to this day. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I'm such a ham, and I really love it when people clap, and my band teases me all the time, because, you know, as far as rehearsals with them and stuff, you know, it's like I would much rather take a gig or go play a benefit or do something else and break in new songs than I would just to sit at the house and just practice. I don't like to practice. I love to be out among people and share the music. It gives me a lot of inspiration and gives me energy.
You know, I talk to a lot of local community theater directors and actors here, and they talk about kids, their first play, the first time they hear the audience laugh at their punchline or applaud at the song they sing, you can tell they dig this. Did that happen to you?
Yes, absolutely. I was actually teaching a performance class this past weekend, and it was adults that have just sort of, you know, some of them have retired and some of them are just kind of, it's just sort of a hobby for them to write songs, and they wanted to learn how to get on stage, and I got to take them to the Bluebird to do mm-hmm. a show, a real show, and a lot of them had never even worked with a microphone before. So they were very nervous, and I said, don't worry about it, the people at the Bluebird are so giving, they're so trained, they can't wait to hear you, and you're going to feel like you're in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them, I had 12 students, every single one of them got out there and just nailed it, because even though their nerves were there, they are, you know, there's that instinct of ours that I'm accepted, someone likes me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all feeling great, and they all did a great job.
Isn't the Troubadour, the Bluebird to Nashville kind of like the Troubadour is to Los Angeles?
Yes, it really is. It's so many of us kind of got our feet wet or got that first opportunity. I mean, I played the first time I played at the Bluebird, my co-bill was with this girl from the East Coast that I had never met, never heard of before, named Mary Chapin Carpenter. And she and I were both green, and my first show there was for the record label, so that they had already signed me to the record label, but all the people that worked at the record label came to that Bluebird show to see who this new girl was going to be, that they were going to be working with and promoting and trying to find songs for and all that stuff. And so, I have like this memory of how Mary Chapin Carpenter and I were standing backstage, you know, and we're just both of us terrified because she was doing the same thing. But we're also at the same time, we're, you know, going, this is it. You know, we're getting an opportunity. We've got the, you know, they gave us a shot. We got a deal. So,
You know, I remember the great Bob Hope saying he had one addiction in life, to applause. And as wonderful as applause and the approval of your fans is, tell me what it's like to receive a CMA, an ACM, a Grammy Award, which is awarded by your peers, the very top people in your profession.
It's pretty overwhelming. You know, I will say that the first time when I won the Horizon Award, which they don't even have that anymore, now it's Best New Artist kind of thing, the very next day I had to get on a bus and take off to Shreveport to do a show. And so, you know, we had a party after the award show, and then I basically had to get up the next day and pack up all my stuff and get on a bus and you know, by midnight that night, the next night I was on the stage and I just started crying. I was in front of all these people, but all of a sudden it dawned on me, oh my God, I actually won.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing, you know, because you just don't expect that stuff. And, you know, it's not the only thing that's rewarding in the business. Every
sure.
single night that I get to play is rewarding because I get to still do what I love, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, that's fantastic, and every single night is different, and every single night just kind of, you know, has its own kind of characteristics. I'm not a person who does a set list, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of songs I know, and I kind of feel out how the evening's going. You know, do I need some tempo here? You know, do I need to play something that they probably are going to know? Or, you know, I just kind of try to tailor it to how I'm feeling that night and how I feel like the response is in the audience. And so, you know, I'm grateful for every single night that I get on the stage, and that's the honest to goodness truth.
I remember one night I attended a John Denver concert, and he told the audience, we invite you to sing too. All we ask is you sing the same song we're doing.
Because I say that too. maybe I got it from him and I didn't even remember it.
Could be. You know, Susie, back in around 94, 95, you had so many big hits that we saw the videos, of course, all the time on the Nashville Network. And then you had kind of a left turn. You had a song called Hey Cinderella, which kind of posed that as we get older and we start looking back on our lives, it had some very serious themes where we're asking where we are now in life. And I, for one, cannot get through that song without choking up a little bit and thinking about decisions I've made, how they turned out, what my expectations were. What caused you to record that song, and what kind of reaction do you get from especially from women?
Well, you know, I wrote that with Matresa Berg, and we've written a lot of songs together, but that was the very first one we wrote together.
Mm-hmm.
And so during that first meeting, we just were kind of trying to get to know each other a little bit, and she told me about the background with her mom, and she'd lost her mom when she was only 20 years old, and then I was, you know, her mother and my mother-in-law were exactly the same age, so they had graduated high school in the same year, 1959, and I said, man, that was a really different time. You know, it was like, you seem like, you know, you just try to make sure that you got on the right wedding registry, and as long as everything looked like it was going to be good, then you thought you were going to have this great marriage. And that's what led us into the conversation about, you know, what would it be like for them looking back on it? Because, you know, your first marriage doesn't always turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, especially, you know, some of those gals back then, I think they thought it was going to be different than it was, because it kind of had been presented to them in kind of a more, you know, it's all going to be perfect Cinderella life.
Cinderella,
and why we ended up raking her over the coals. But
yeah.
Fortunately, some of the lines we wrote didn't make it in the song, because we wrote some songs about, we got, you know, we we made jokes about, like, yeah, do you have the thunder thighs now? And
yeah.
Well, good thing we didn't put those in, because I don't think it would have gotten on the radio otherwise.
Well, like you said, through the years and the kids and the jobs and the dreams that lost their way, we do look forward so much to seeing you this Friday at the beautiful Prescott Elks Theater. We invite our listeners to call 777-1370 or go online to PrescottElksTheater.com. See the one and only Susie Boggess in concert this Friday at the Prescott Elks Theater. We will be there. Susie, we look so forward to hearing and seeing you in concert. And thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you for helping me get the word out to everybody. I think we've got some good seats left, since there isn't a bad seat in the house. So I hope I'll see lots of your folks out there and lots of your great listeners.
And
thanks to you.
We're going to try and pack the house for you. Have a great show.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. That is the one and only Susie Boggess. Stay tuned, because we've got local and state news and weather and a chat with our buddy Karen Russell coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra boat, RV, motorcycle, and lawn and garden batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 19th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk.
The Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization Executive Board meets at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They'll consider a potential partnership.
The Flagstaff Metropolitan Organization and the Northern Arizona Council of Governments are seeking the partnership for Regional Safety Plan. The council would make payment for a highway safety improvement grant that's due April 1st. The plan would start in fiscal year 2023. Also during its meeting in the Yavapai County Administrative Building on Fair Street in Prescott, the Executive Board will consider amendments to the Metropolitan Transportation Improvement Program. Changes include a $350,000 Highway User Revenue Fund exchange for the Highway 89 Pavement Preservation Project and $10,000 for the Distracted Driving Program. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny today, a 20 to 50% chance for rain tomorrow, 70% Thursday, with highs near 62 today and tomorrow, only 50 Thursday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to near 41. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny highs, today near 74, with a 20 to 50% chance of showers cooling Wednesday's highs to a very breezy 71, an 80% chance of Thursday rain with a high near 60, chilling after bedtime tonight to around 47. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA, your original hands-free mobile media. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Finley Toyota Prescott is strong with Toyotas on the front lot,
strong on the back lot,
and in the middle, strong with our new certified pre-owned lot.
Don't miss Finley Toyota Prescott's March Markdown Madness
with an all-star lineup of new 2019 Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Quick and nimble, the 2019 Toyota Corolla, Camry, and Yaris.
Hey, no city sales tax.
Always crowd pleasers, Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner.
Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your one-year registration fee.
Rounding out the team, Highlander, Prius, and Avalon.
Get fast break discounts. Counts up to $2,000.
Score a three-pointer with
zero down.
No payments for 90 days.
And financing starting at 0.9% for 60 months.
Get in the game with no city sales tax, or we pay your first-year registration. Rush to March Markdown Madness at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $499 doc. The offer expires 4/1/2019.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:42. It's springtime. People are out and about. They're active, and they're exercising, and they're riding bikes, and they're hiking, and they're getting head injuries. We are here to make sure that you don't suffer a head injury because we have from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, Karen, I got through it.
I know.
Thumbs just
I thought you
up.
Might be rusty.
They're dancing in the streets in Prescott. Because I got through it. We are here with Brian Shaw and Karen Russell from MBRRH because you have a bike rodeo coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and so we like to do something that's educational for the community. So this is our second annual free kids bike rodeo, and so it's really to promote concussion prevention and the importance of kids to protect their head, whether they're riding a bike, skateboarding, you know, any type of activity that where a head injury is a high-risk activity.
Mm-hmm. Every time somebody mentions that March is Brain Injury Month, they look at me. I always wondered about that. Tell us about the importance of preventing brain injuries in developing brains.
Yeah, it is important with kids because their brain is still developing, and so it can actually halt or you can actually skip parts of the developmental process. Mm-hmm. And the thing with kids is it's often missed. Some of those concussions and signs and symptoms, it's not as easily recognized because sometimes it's maybe decreased focus, decreased attention, and sometimes you think, okay, it's just a kid being a kid. And I think one of the biggest indicators can be if you have a child that's in sports where they may have had a concussion, look to see how they're doing in school because that can actually be a big reflection. If you have someone that's like an A student, B student, all of a sudden they're getting C's or F's, that could be, you know, significant red flag.
Mm-hmm. Brian, when it comes to kids in sports, both boys and girls, tell us the influence they get from watching their heroes on TV playing football, basketball, things like this.
I think people constantly want to be like the people they see on TV. They see these athletes cashing in on big contracts, mm-hmm. and they want to continue to live their dream. Unfortunately, like Karen said, you know, when you have a child or a teenager or something along those lines, and they hurt themselves, they want to stay in the game. They want to continue playing, and that's where it's even a larger danger. You look at the risk of not only receiving a second or third concussion or much higher while you're still healing from the original concussion, and people don't want to take themselves out because they don't want to lose the spot on the team. They don't want to be thought about less in their community mm-hmm. or by their teammates. And that's probably the biggest risk when we look at high school or even elementary school athletes or club teams. I mean,
you know, I can remember in PE classes as a kid, we had gym teachers who were, you know, from the military, and they called us men. We were 8 years old, and there was almost a gladiator mentality. That still applies in some cases, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that recently PE education departments have taken a swing away from maybe some of the contacts. I mean, I remember growing up, we played dodgeball. Yeah. I think dodgeball is very limited in schools nowadays. They don't want kids to be introduced to this, especially those kids, you know, 12 and under, who are doing it as a part of a class, who maybe don't have an option or they're not selecting into that.
Yeah.
The kids that choose to play football or basketball or even soccer. I mean, soccer has a very high incident rate of concussions because mm-hmm. of the lack of protective equipment. So soccer is one of those things that people don't really associate with concussions because you're not getting hit, you're not having all that contact, mm-hmm. but whether it be heading the ball or just the unguardedness of soccer.
Plus, with young kids, you have size differentials too. I mean, the school I went to, there were kids in the first grade with mustaches. You know, so that'd be kind of tough too. Brian, we were talking about the effect of sports on kids. I was really moved a few years ago when the National Hockey League, which is pretty much phased out fighting, a lot of the career tough guys have shown to suffer CTE. There was a series of former NHL tough guys who had their brain scanned, and they were suffering CTE really, really badly. And these were guys who took a lot of blows to the head. That's the way they played the game. And I wonder if that's one reason the NHL has phased out fighting pretty much.
I think a lot of sports, not just hockey in general, have phased down the opportunity for contact. The NFL is creating new helmets to protect their people against, or their players against, repetitive injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey has eliminated fighting. There's numerous leagues taking numerous steps towards it because I think that we are finally understanding the long-term effects of what some people consider minor head injuries, even though a concussion is truly a head injury. It's nothing minor about it. People are starting to realize these long-term outcomes from having 4, 5, 6, 7 concussions over a playing career and mm-hmm. what it does long-term to your brain.
And Karen, we've seen changes too, like in automakers. It used to be just a seatbelt. And then back in the 70s, we saw the shoulder harness going across the shoulder because your head suddenly snapping forward, that can cause brain injuries too, correct?
Yeah, because you're snapping forward, you're hitting the steering wheel, you're mm-hmm. hitting the window shield. You know, the other thing that's, you know, you've got the airbags. The hard part, and I always think about this with the NFL as well, is you can protect the head, but you're still not going to protect the violence of the force of the hit.
Yeah.
So you still will get some of that in an auto accident as well, because you still are going to have, it's like the shaking baby syndrome where,
sure.
you know, that brain is still going to rattle around inside the skull. So the more violent the hit, whether it be football or a car accident, you still, you know, are susceptible to a head injury.
Mm-hmm. So give us some details about the bike rodeo.
Well, one of the things I think you will love, and maybe you should come out, because I know that you desperately need another dog.
I only have 5 right now.
Well, you know, what's one more? Saturday.
No, I think Mickey needs a friend.
I know. Well, we're only at 4, so I guess I have some catching up to do. So, but yeah, Saturday is National Puppy Day. So I've actually arranged for the Humane Society to come out to our event, and we're going to do an adoption event as well. So I figure, what can go wrong? We've got family, kids, and puppies. You know, hopefully some furry friend will get to go home with a new family.
Mm-hmm.
But we have that. We have, I'm so excited. High Gear is coming out. They're going to be our repair station. So they're generously donating our time to do the repairs on the bikes. We've got a balloon artist. We've got a face painter. We have the Shriners. They're going to come out with their go-karts. And one of the things they're going to do on our crazy driveway is they're going to simulate the cross traffic so that when kids pull out in a driveway into a, out of a driveway into a street, we're knowing that they're doing it safely. So we're going to have kind of a fun way to simulate that. We've got free helmets that'll be giving away, so it's real important that if you don't have a helmet, please come because we're going to fit and give your child a helmet. Bring your helmet just in case because we want to make sure it fits correctly, and if it doesn't fit correctly, then we can make sure we get them something that does. Because a helmet that doesn't fit correctly or worn correctly is pretty worthless.
And what about helmets that have been involved in collisions and impact?
Yeah, generally you really want to make sure that you check those out, especially if they have a crack. If they have a crack in it, then you want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So, so it's really important to really check out the helmet. If you do fall and hit your head, see what the integrity of the helmet is. And again, yeah, we've got plenty that were donated by Bell and Big Five. So we're really excited. We've got plenty, I think, to, you know, to give out to the kids.
Mm-hmm. Brian, what kinds of symptoms do we notice if we have a concussion?
You're looking a lot for things like lethargy, people who are increased tiredness. You look for dizziness, altered mental status. A lot of, again, what people would consider some minor alterations in their cognition, because not always does a concussion present itself as this giant change in functional status.
Sure.
It could be attention processing.
Memory is usually a big one.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So you're looking at some of those things, and that's why Karen was mentioning, you know, look at how they're performing in school. If you see that giant dip, all of a sudden they're not attending well, or they're not remembering things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, a concussion can be just a very short-term thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's the repeated ones that cause the long-term damage, right?
It can be, and it can't be. I mean, there are people who suffer a singular concussion who go through the process of medical treatment for weeks, months, until they're symptom-free. I mean, and that's the ideal. You want to make sure that all the symptoms alleviate themselves at rest at first, and then also during exertion second. And that's often the latter part often takes a little bit longer. You want to make sure that you're not having light sensitivities, that you're not getting dizzy during activity, because then you're not ready to return to your activity.
Mm-hmm.
Again, whether that being a kid playing football or soccer.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing in the concussion protocol tent at the football game, right?
Correct. And that's why people are now with the concussion protocols in the NFL in particular, they're slowing down that progress. People get cleared or people have no symptoms at rest, but then they have to participate in practice and be symptom free. And they have to go through their daily routine to be symptom free because it's not just at rest. It's when you exert yourself. When you exert yourself, you get less oxygen to your body because it's going to all your muscles, and you want to make sure that none of those side effects come up or none of those symptomologies come up when you are exerting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Karen, do our listeners have to register for the bike rodeo?
Good question, because I actually had somebody call me on that today. And, yeah, just you do not have to pre-register. We will do registration on site. Again, it's completely free. Come anytime between 10 and 1, so you don't have to be there at the beginning. In fact, we usually get a mad rush at the beginning. So
and this is at the hospital, right?
This is at Mount Valley Regional Rehab Hospital. We are at the corner of Lakeshore Drive and Windsong. And you'll see us out there in the parking lot. The parking lot is closed for the activity, at least this part of the parking lot. So it's a very safe environment for your kids just to have some fun, ride around their bikes. We've got some really fun skill stations this year. We've incorporated a newspaper toss. So like just like the kids, you know, in the old days when they used to deliver the newspapers.
From their bicycle.
Exactly. Yep. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little newspaper toss. I've got some goodies that I bought today that I'm just going to kind of randomly give around to some of the kids, some reflectors and things. And
nice.
Yeah, it's going to be. We've got a good support from Yavapai College this year. YCSO is going to be there. Of course, we're going to have Central Arizona Fire. We've got some rodeo clowns and, of course, the puppies.
Of course.
Yes.
So we'll be talking about National Puppy Day also Thursday when I have Lori Pruitt here from the Yavapai Humane Society.
Good.
So we'll
keep
the puppies in the theme. That is Karen Russell and Brian Shaw from MVRRH. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guests on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The winter 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today to read all about Prescott's top providers in the field of medical, health, and wellness, as well as a special weddings and events section. Don't miss the annual photography contest, now in progress, on Facebook. Your photo could be the summer issue cover. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, with the mayor, Kel Palguta, at 4. Join me right back here Wednesday with my guest, Carissa Bond, from ERAU's Student Diversity Council, and Maestro Daryl Rauder from Yavapai College for the Victoria Ballet coming to the Performing Arts Center. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.